Let us pray. Almighty God, as we prepare with joy to celebrate the gift of the Christ child, embrace the earth with your glory, and be for us a living hope in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Is like no other night. It's a time to dream and sing our way to Bethlehem. Long ago, in the center of this town, there was an inn, and on this night, it is overflowing with people looking for a place to eat and to sleep. But behind the inn, there's a stable. It's dark right now, but there's a little donkey chewing his barley, and there's a tired cow. He's resting after a long day of grazing in the valley. And nearby, a sheep is almost asleep. So all is still and calm in this little town. And as night slowly gathers, the last two strangers are coming up the road. Look, there's a young woman. She's going to have a baby. She's walking with her husband. They are Mary and Joseph, and they come from Nazareth. They have flocked for 6 long days to get to this town where King David was born so long ago. And they, like everybody else, are there because the Roman emperor wants to count them and take their money as tax. But it's very cold when they get there. And Joseph knows he has to find a place for them to sleep tonight. And he knocks on many doors. And each time he's told, "I'm sorry, there is no room." Finally, he knocks on the innkeeper's door. And the innkeeper says, "I'm so sorry, the inn is full, but I do have a stable. It's warm and dry and the hay is fresh. You're welcome to stay there for the night." And as stars slowly gathers, all creation holds its breath. And suddenly, from the stable, comes the cry of a newborn baby. And Mary gently wraps the baby Jesus in swaddling clothes and lays him in the manger. In the hills, outside of Bethlehem, the shepherds are watching their sheep. All at once, the dark is lost in light, and in the midst of that light is something even brighter, an angel. Oh, the shepherds are very afraid. But then they hear music, and a voice very clearly says, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you news of great joy, a joy to be shared by all people everywhere. For this night, in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord. Go to Bethlehem, and there you will find Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus." Then the sky was filled with a whole host of angels, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all people everywhere." When the angels had left, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's do what the angel told us." So they ran with joy across the fields and through the town until they got to the stable. And there they did find Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. And they told Mary and Joseph all that the angel had told them. Three wise men with their camels were following a star. When they saw that star, they knew it was a sign from God that a new king was born. And so they packed up their things in the Far East and they followed that star. And they followed that star until it led them to Bethlehem. And it stopped right over the stable. And there they did find Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. And when they found baby Jesus, they gave him their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. So now we are all following the star to find the baby Jesus. He's called Emmanuel, God with us. And we, like people all through the generations, bring our gifts to this child, God's gift to us. And that's why this night is like no other night.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I want to share two stories from around the world. The first, I want to describe to you a manger scene from a Lutheran church in Bethlehem that's there right now. The photo of it, which I have seen, is very powerful. It's very different from our beautiful creche scene here. That we have gathered around to hear the story already, not once, but twice. Thank you, Margaret, very much for telling us the wonderful account of this wonderful night. But this creche scene in this Lutheran church in Bethlehem is very, very different. It shows the baby Jesus wrapped in a Palestinian keffiyeh by the little child, the baby, are jagged rocks scattered around. And then there are bigger rocks and pieces of debris, wood, and concrete. The beautiful carved figures, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, the animals, they're all there, but they're in the rubble, all looking inward, trying to see Jesus. It is hauntingly powerful. Reminded me, of course, of so many newscasts these days of people searching in the rubble in Gaza of their destroyed neighborhoods. There were news reports that Christmas celebrations had been canceled this year in the Holy Land. You probably already know that Christians are a very tiny percentage of the population there. But the rumor of the cancellation of Christmas is absolutely not the case. Christian leaders did decide that they would tone down their festive celebrations, the lights and the decorations in the streets. But absolutely, they are keeping Christmas as we are. Richard Sewell, the Dean of St. George's College in Jerusalem, who was a guest here in Ottawa at our synod in October, a wonderful writer and speaker. He's been on the BBC, interviewed a number of times in the last couple of months. He said this, "The good news of the Savior's birth is needed more than ever now. The promise of Emmanuel, God with us, could not be more relevant in these days of suffering and agony. In fact, all the beautiful Christmas carols will have even more poignancy as we sing them quietly and defiantly." The other story I want to share is from Ukraine. And tonight, as we gather here to pray and praise God, so we are also gathering with many Orthodox Christians in Ukraine, who traditionally would celebrate
Christmas on January 6th. But they have switched this year to the Western calendar. It's a different kind of act of defiance. This time it is to protest the Russian Orthodox Church's support of the invasion of their country. Well, there are also many old stories. Those are contemporary stories, but many old stories which we tell this night from our scriptures. St. Luke's story, which we've heard, John's we'll hear, I think, tomorrow morning, and some years, of course, we hear Matthew's version. They're all different, but they all point to the same truth, that God is with us here in history, on earth, and in our flesh. This isn't, you see, a story about heaven. It's a story about the world, a story for humans and all creation. Yes, there are miracles and wonders and mysteries and angels in the story. There are also pretty everyday things: an oppressive government, a tax plan, uncomfortable travel and untimely birth, and a hope for earthly peace. God entering this world as a baby in Bethlehem so long ago, well, it's either utter delusion, and there are those who think that, or it is the most truthful, beautiful, and transformative nativity imaginable. God with us, Emmanuel. St. John says that the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. A more literal translation would say the Word became flesh and pitched a tent among us. My husband Jamie and I camped a bit many years ago. We even camped on our honeymoon. Then we camped when our son Simon was small, but we didn't ever really stick with it. We rather prefer soft beds and lots of hot water. But there is something about the image of God camping out with us that I find quite attractive. God pitching God's tent right here, right with us, living and sharing our life today. For it is this existence which God redeems. It is this humanity which God embraces. We are to see the face of Christ in the stranger, in the refugee, the broken, the marginalized, the poor. There is no place that Christ is not to be found, for God still pitches God's tent among us. Ours is not a distant God off in the clouds somewhere. Jesus has entered our human existence and is born this night in Gaza, in Kiev, and in our own beautiful city of Ottawa. Jesus' birth means that God embraces each of us and all of us together as children of God. Merry Christmas. God of all, tonight you have united earth and heaven in sending your Son to be one of us. May we who have tasted heavenly things share them with our hurting world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're going to sing Silent Night now to candlelight. And so I'd ask those involved in lighting candles, please proceed. And we'll wait to sing until pretty much the whole church is bathed in our candlelight. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this night and remain with you always. Amen.